Kicking off the programme, people have estimated that we have about 100 billion nerve cells in our brains, with about 100 trillion supporting cells and connections. Traditionally, people thought that this number was it for life. But since the 1960s, there has been a growing body of evidence that new nerve cells are born in particular regions of the brain, including the dentate gyrus of the hippocampus, a key brain region important for learning and memory. This natural birth of new cells in your brain is called neurogenesis, and it's in a constant state of flux, as Professor Fred Gage from the Stork Institute, California, explains.
Neurogenesis is not a stable phenomenon. It's affected by all kinds of things, like learning and exercise and just how much you stimulate yourself with new and exciting experiences will increase neurogenesis, whereas sedation, stress, high stress levels, and aging can affect it in a negative way and decrease it. So everybody's different, and it's so regulated by experience. It would be hard to get fast numbers in regular individuals, so it's better controlled in experimental animals where you can control the environment a little better. It turns out that if you take a normal, healthy animal and shift them into what we call an enriched environment, a large chamber filled with interesting objects that they can explore. They move around in, burrow, nest, and you leave them in there for 1 month, and then you count the number of newly born brain cells. You find that there is a dramatic increase in that core of animals compared to genetically identical, gender same, same age, everything exactly the same. In fact, when you count the total number of neurons in this area, in a mouse, it's about 300,000 neurons. If you put them in the chamber and it's an enriched environment for a month, you can count 350,000. So there's a 15% increase, or 50,000 new neurons are added to the dentate by virtue of being in an enriched environment.
That's incredible. I mean, and then this was in adult rodents.
These were in adult animals. If you take that same paradigm and you use aged animals where you've got a decline in neurogenesis, a dramatic decline by an order of magnitude, the enriched environment will increase neurogenesis. There's another feature of this, and the enriched chambers had running wheels in them, and you couldn't really determine whether or not the increase was because of the running wheels, the exercise, or was it because of the enriched environment. So subsequent experiments were conducted isolating out just the enrichment from exercise, and it turns out that these two experiences have different effects. Normally, when neurogenesis occurs, it takes about a month to 2 months for the cells to fully mature into neurons. And in that process, under, let's say, standard conditions, a fair number of the cells don't make it, say 50% or so. Don't make it. Only about 50% of the cells that are born early on actually survive. But if you put them into the enriched environment, now nearly 80% of the cells survive. So the increase in neurogenesis that is seen is a result of a survival effect rather than anything else. However, if you just put them into a cage with a running wheel where they have a lot of exercise, they voluntarily do this, of course, and they actually will work to get a chance to run in the running wheel. That doesn't have much of a survival effect, but it increases the stimulation or the proliferation of the cells. So the increase in neurogenesis that one sees from exercise appears to be because of proliferation, whereas the increase from enrichment is for survival.
And if this translates to humans, and that's an incredible finding, isn't it? If we exercise more and also stimulate ourselves more, then we will have new nerve cells being born at a higher rate and surviving as well.
That's right. There are a couple studies that have looked at this. One is using what's called functional magnetic resonance imaging, which measures basically metabolism and blood flow, and taking humans that have had exercise over a period of 8 weeks, were imaged repeatedly, every 3 weeks as they were exercising. And what was determined was that those subjects that were exercising regularly showed a long-term increase in blood glucose utilization just in this dentate gyrus where new neurons are being formed. And then it was done both in humans and in mice. And in the mice, they could also see this imaging increase in the dentate gyrus. But if you block neurogenesis from coming, you didn't get that increase in the fMRI signal. So it does, at least it's correlated both between what's happening in mouse running or exercise, let's say, and humans.
Once these new nerve cells have been born, they also have to survive, and they also have to form a fully functional circuit with the existing neurons as well.
That's right, and I think that's sometimes overlooked because it's so remarkable that these cells are being born alone. But it takes a good 2 months from the time that the cell divides initially from the stem cell to give rise to what we call the neural progenitor cell to the time that they send out their processes, receive 5,000 connections from their inputs, and then send their axon out to make contact with the target cells. It takes about 2 months to do that. And this is a very prescribed pathway where they need to go through certain stages of maturation. And it's crucial that the cells are allowed to go through these stages and not rushed through this in order to make a fully functional cell.
And as well as kind of decreasing our stress levels, exercising a bit more, and engaging more with our environment, are there other ways that we can promote neurogenesis? Are there drugs that we can take?
You know, this is a very, very hot area of investigation right now, where biotech companies and pharmaceutical companies are in the process of developing drugs. And I know that there are companies that have drugs at various stages of development for increasing neurogenesis.
That was Professor Fred Gage from the Stork Institute speaking about how exercise and new experiences stimulate the birth of new brain cells.